Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Wednesday. It's KHON to go. KHON 2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:53 on this wonderful Wednesday. We had a Bob Ross sunrise. That's two this week after none for like a couple months. Your Wet n Wild West Oahu cam, it was looking great out there. Let's get a little closer with our Zephyr cam over town. Beautiful. We had some really beautiful colors with the mid-level, high-level, and the low-level clouds out there. Gorgeous from the Zephyr cam there. Okay, let's turn our attention to the Pacific Tropical Updater, and you can see Dora is now in session, Category 2. Eugene is coming soon, and then maybe a couple more. We're starting to get really busy, folks. I think everybody should be prepared because the waters are warming up, and we're getting these more and more activity. Dora now a Category 2, 105-mile-per-hour winds. It rapidly intensifying, now expected to be a 4 by tomorrow morning. That went from tropical storm to Category 4. That's going to be in about 36 to 48 hours. That's fast. The good news is it's supposed to pass south of Hawaii. Right now, you can see Dora Category 2, tomorrow Category 4, 130-mile-per-hour winds. It does go over relatively cooler waters and weakens quite a bit by the time it gets near us, 85-mile-per-hour winds. The worst case would be if it took a right turn, but the models are suggesting it'll go beyond Hawaii and then take the right turn. Stay ready, all right? I mean, stranger things have happened. But right now, I don't think it's looking too bad. We're talking about higher winds and maybe some higher surf as we get into the on east and south-facing shores as it passes to our south. Ocean forecast, I mean, it's saying the UV index is 8.5, but don't be fooled. That stuff can get you choppy on the east shores because of the trades. And we'll continue to have those trades. And 89 degrees this afternoon, mostly sunny, partly cloudy. Same weather pattern, and it won't change until next week, and that's because of Dora. And right now, all I did was bump up the winds there. Windy conditions Tuesday and Wednesday as it passes to the south. But like I said, be prepared because, you know, things could change. We'll keep you updated on air, online, and on our app 24/7. All right, there's your weather. Let's take a look at that surf situation with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, yeah, Chevy. Good morning. Well, the North Shore's flat to half a foot. Just like yesterday, just like tomorrow, we're looking at Makaha occasional 2-foot sets from the south every 30 minutes. Town, really long lulls as well, 1 to 2, maybe a 2.5-er. A nugget rolls through every half hour. Nothing in between. A lot of talk and story and catching up. We're looking at 1 to 2, occasional 3 at Diamond Head, Sandy's, and Makapu'u, all up to 3 feet. Choppy, of course, on that side. Trades filling in 10 to 25. In fact, the winds are already fresh-paced at Makapu'u and Sandy's. Small craft advisories are going to tag along all the way through the weekend. What a run of trades. And we're just needing some surf. Minus low tide, 10 a.m., huge high tide, 5 o'clock this evening, and sunset 7:09, rising for the Dawn Patrol a minute later as the days get shorter, 6:05 a.m.
About that water main break in Kaka'ako, it's disrupting traffic flow down there in the area. Nikki Schenfeld, she's out there with a live report on Coral Street. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Chevy. Yes, we're right across from Mother Waldron Park on Coral Street and Pohukaina Streets. And yes, this water main break happened yesterday around sunset time. The road was completely underwater for several streets, stretching all the way to Auahi Street, right across from a couple of those businesses. My favorite in particular is Morning Brew, and they are going to be open today. Two businesses were impacted. One of them is Mitsubishi Electric. And I spoke with one of the owners, managers from Mitsubishi Electric, and he said that they were going to remain closed today since they are without water. Now, it's an 8-inch break. The hole itself is about 8 to 10 feet in length, and crews are busy cleaning all of this mud and silt. What is super unfortunate is that they just finished repaving this road. If you can remember, there was lots of potholes. It was pretty bumpy, but now it is gonna have to be fixed all over again. They are trying to clear off one side of the road. You can see this car coming through. This happened within the last 2 minutes or so. So it's gonna be a one lane down Pohukaina Street between Cook and Kiawe Streets as well. But keep in mind, if you're coming here this morning, traffic's going to be limited. And drive slow because the silt does stretch all the way to Auahi Street where there are cars parked. And you just want to make sure that you're not splashing pedestrians when they're walking by. Of course, we'll bring you the very latest once we do know more from the Board of Water Supply.
The murder trial of Eric Thompson resumes tomorrow. He's accused of fatally shooting Waipahu acupuncturist John Tokuhara. Prosecutors say it's because Tokuhara had an affair with Thompson's wife. And state and federal partners helped locate 11 missing youth in Hawaii who were victims of or at risk for sex trafficking. Officials say suspects who were identified are under investigation and could face charges. A Big Island man is dead after police say he was attacked by four dogs. Police say shortly before 9 a.m. yesterday, officers responded to an animal complaint on Outrigger Drive. When they arrived, they found an unconscious man in the road. Witnesses told police they saw the man being attacked by four large dogs. The man, believed to be in his 70s, was taken to the hospital where he died. Police have now opened a negligent failure to control a dangerous dog case.
It's very clear with the increase in the number of attacks that have been happening on our island that we have to take a closer look at, is this legislation working? And what more can we do to ensure that folks are safe?
In response to the uptick in recent incidents, the county has placed animal control into its own department. The victim's identity was not made public, but will follow up later today. In the Eric Thompson murder case, there was more testimony yesterday from a private detective hired by the defense. A DNA expert is also expected to take the stand when the hearing resumes. Thompson is accused of fatally shooting Waipahu acupuncturist John Tokuhara. Prosecutors say it's because Tokuhara had an affair with Thompson's wife. In an effort to cut costs, Maui County purchased the David K. Trask Jr. building for $3.8 million. The county says it spends more than $2 million every year for rent of buildings it doesn't own, and this purchase will help save money. The building will continue to house county and non-county tenants. It was built in 1979 and previously owned by the Hawaii Government Employees Association. The purchase was funded by an increase in the transient accommodations tax. Months and months of no running water at one of Hawaii's most beautiful beaches. That's what residents around Hapuna Beach on the Big Island have dealt with since last October. Longtime residents say previous fixes were more complicated and involved underground work. Officials with the Department of Land and Natural Resources promised State Senator Tim Richards a temporary solution by the end of July, but nothing's been done.
I thought July was too late. I wanted it sooner, May or June, but they assured me July they'd have temporary water restored. And here we are now August, we still don't have it. That bothers me. We charge admission for this beach, yet we don't have the services. That bothers me. This is, it was listed, I think at one point, one of the top beaches in our state, in the Western United States. We're not right now, and I think it's probably because of our services. We have to do better, and it frustrates me when we can get it done, but we don't get it done.
A permanent fix was set to be completed by next April, but now that's unclear since the temporary solution has not yet been completed. We reached out to DLNR, and officials say they're working on a response. CVS Health is laying off 5,000 workers across the company as it shifts to healthcare services. CVS says they're prioritizing investments around care delivery and technology. The company adds that the layoffs will only affect those who work in the corporate sector. Positions in the company's stores, pharmacies, and clinics will not be affected. CVS says it will be offering severance pay and benefits to workers, and customers will not be impacted. An extended sentencing hearing is scheduled to start tomorrow for Haley Dandaran, the second suspect now guilty in the brutal killing of a North Shore woman. In 2017, Dandaran and her then-boyfriend, Stephen Brown, killed Thelma Boinville at a North Shore home and tied her 8-year-old daughter to a bed. A jury found Brown guilty of the same charges in January and recommended he be eligible for extended sentencing. Now, the deputy prosecutor is asking for the same to be recommended for Dandaran.
For the defendant to be subject to an extended term of imprisonment, the prosecution must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is a multiple offender and that an extended term of imprisonment is necessary for the protection of the public.
Legal experts say the prosecution can make its case by rehashing testimony from Boinville's husband and daughter. If the jury recommends extended sentencing, the judge will still make the final decision. We'll follow up.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.